little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on now and talk about fibromyalgia. Perhaps, Tamsin, you could tell me a little bit about your own experiences of fibromyalgia in your current practice.
I think quite a lot of the time, unfortunately, maybe the patients have a relationship between fibromyalgia pain and using medication for pain. And so the consultations may often be a little bit centred on addressing their use of pain relief. And as we've already mentioned, around chronic pain, I suppose there's quite a lot of overlap. And maybe I found that I've had to try and challenge patients' ideas and experience of using painkillers to manage fibromyalgia. I think another issue is probably an awareness on our side as to where these patients can get help, knowing the resources. And I suppose having been in the practice for sort of 7 or 8 months now, I maybe have more of an idea about what's available locally. And I know that there are quite a lot of efforts being made by our local pain team and specialist nurses on getting more community-based or even voluntary-type activities linked in for these patients. But I think that requires more consistency, because I think although there's a move to recognise that we really need to manage these patients without reliance on medication as the answer, having a tangible option for them, you know, is important, you know, to feel that you're actually doing something to help. So sometimes they are the slightly more challenging consultations.
Mm-hmm. I talked to other GPs, and there's a great spectrum of how willing other GPs are to make the diagnosis of fibromyalgia and how comfortable they are about managing it. And I think one of the things that I'm hoping that we do with mentioning it here is that we encourage people to be a little bit more aware of our position as GPs in terms of, first of all, always thinking about it because it's so common. And secondly, making sure that we start to feel a bit more comfortable and confident with offering management options, because really general practice is where the management of fibromyalgia should be. So we're going to dip into the red flag questions now, if that's okay, for asking about fibromyalgia.
Yeah, okay. So red flags might go something like this. So how's your general health been?
I guess it's okay, really. I'm just not very happy, really, generally. But I have all sorts of ailments.
Right, okay. So specifically, has your weight changed at all?
I really struggle with my weight. Tends to be a bit too much. I'm never quite happy with it.
Right, okay. And apart from the widespread pains, you've mentioned ailments. I mean, can you be specific about what other symptoms you actually have?
Well, I've had problems with my bowels for years, doctor, and my doctor says that it's irritable bowel. I've had a couple of tests and tried a few medications. Some things do make a difference. Yeah, I think it probably is irritable bowel.
Okay. Have you noticed any swollen or stiff joints?
Well, I'm sore all over, but I don't have any. I haven't got any swelling, really. I feel stiff generally, but I don't think it's really my joints that are sore.
Okay. And is there any family history of any arthritis?
Well, I think both my parents had a bit of arthritis in their knees, but not really anything else apart from that.
Okay. So you've said you're not really happy. Tell me a bit more about your mood.
I'm just generally very glum, really. I think I really struggle with the family, and there's always something else, really. Mm. Money is always a bit tight.
Mm-hmm. And is stress an issue at the minute?
Well, I don't suppose I really have that much stress. I mean, I'm just not very well motivated, I don't think.
Okay. And how's your sleep?
Well, that's something I really struggle with. I find it very difficult to get off to sleep, and I don't think the quality of my sleep is that good. I never feel refreshed.
Okay. And tell me a little about the activities that you do.
Well, I just seem to be running after the kids all the time, really, doing the shopping and, yeah.
Do you get out in the sun much? Does your skin get any sunlight?
Not as much as I'd like, Doctor, no, not really.
Okay.
So the sort of information that you might provide related to fibromyalgia, I guess it's quite helpful to make a positive diagnosis with fibromyalgia, and you can usually do that on a quick examination and based on the story. And then you're looking to provide the patient with an understandable explanation of the symptoms that they've got, and a very definite diagnosis. And then try and explore with them what options they would be interested in having to help improve their symptoms. One of the things that I quite often do myself is to signpost them to listen to the discussion that I've got on our website in the practice, and also on realgeneralpractice.co.uk, to help people understand the evidence that's behind management options for fibromyalgia. And then I ask them usually to give me a call to see what they might be interested in engage in terms of management options. But it's worthwhile thinking about whether or not they should be on vitamin D supplements. How can we help them and support them to become more active, and perhaps thinking about doing Tai Chi, if there's any local Tai Chi, or whether they should be getting hold of a DVD to help them do that, or whether they can do that from YouTube. And what other things that we might do to try and enhance the quality of their sleep, and do we need to be considering using something like amitriptyline, which can help them to relax and help them to sleep a little bit better and improve their sleep pattern. Let's perhaps safety net you, if that's okay. So I'd like you to let me know if you're losing weight without trying to lose weight, or if you're getting any swollen joints or becoming unwell. Certainly the symptoms that you've described to me already, and what I found when I've examined you, hasn't pointed towards any worrying pattern of arthritic condition. But if you're getting swollen joints, I do need to know about that. And perhaps you'd be happy, after you've listened to our options discussion, you'd be happy to give me a telephone call, and perhaps we could help work out what are the next steps to try and make you feel a little bit brighter. But if we can encourage you towards a bit more activity, possibly getting out a little bit more, and it may be worthwhile in the long term taking vitamin D supplements.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.